right, everyone, we're back here on the Carolina Outdoors, and as you heard in the introduction to this program, we're talking a little bit about fishing. Not a little bit, actually, we're talking a lot about fishing. Of course, here, summertime in the Carolinas means, for many people, they're going to get out, whether it be on a farm pond, an area lake, maybe a piece of water in their neighborhood. Of course, we've got both Lake Norman and Lake Wylie surrounding us here in the Charlotte area, so a lot of people are heading out in those cases, as well as the mountains and the coast. Of course, in all of those bodies of water, there are multiples types of fish, species of fish, and how these fish act. And our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors is somebody we've talked to about this. We've talked to him about musky fishing, not up north, not Wisconsin, Michigan, or a place like that, but we talked to him about musky fishing in the Carolinas. That's right, both Carolinas have musky in them. We talked to him about blue lining, which is a sport of tracking the blue lines, especially in the mountains, in pursuit of the wild trout. That sport picks up, of course, as the weather warms up. But what's it mean for the rest of our fish? And we're going to welcome Dave Bergman to the program.
Hello, Bill.
Dave, it's awesome to pick your fishing mind when it comes to the Carolina Outdoors. And, of course, you answer questions daily over at Jesse Brown's about fishing. And, of course, we promote, you guide fly fishing trips. But for this conversation, we're talking about really all fish. And in the Carolinas, just to break it down real quick, we've got freshwater and saltwater fish, but within the confines of freshwater, we have warm water fish and cold water fish.
Yeah, I mean, you can even break it down to cool water fish, too. Yeah, so really what I would like to do is give a rundown of all the fishing that we can do this summer, all right? That's going to kind of be the goal of this, because summertime is a time where everybody feels is the time to go out and go fishing. Now, that means worse fishing for some species, better fishing for other species and locations, and it all kind of makes variables. But one thing's for sure, if it's summertime, everybody wants to get out and go fishing.
Well, that is one thing worth noting, because during the pandemic, fishing is the sport that people continued to do, and it's because you really don't need any kind of social interaction other than stopping by Jesse Brown's. You don't need any social interaction to go fly fishing. And of course, our friends out in radio land on the Carolina Outdoors can't see this, but I have in my hand a North Carolina Atlas and Gazetteer, and these are detailed topographical maps of the entire state of North Carolina, going from the coast, of course, all of the way to the mountains and everything in between. So, not to interrupt you, Dave, but will you jump in and do that breakdown that you were talking about?
Yeah, sure. So, let's start with our more urban folks here in Charlotte, right? So, our easiest access fishing that we're going to have is going to be, is going to be our warm water species. So, I'm talking about largemouth bass, I'm talking about bluegill, longear, talking about green, sunfish.
Talking about catfish.
Talking about catfish, absolutely.
Carp even?
Oh yeah, carp. Talking about carp, talking about gar. All right, we got Lake Norman, Lake Wylie, Mountain Island Lake, we got all these suburban ponds surrounding Charlotte. I did a whole video on suburban bass fishing. I don't know if we put it up on the Jesse Brown's Facebook, but it is on my YouTube channel, Berg Mangler's Fly Tips, and it'll probably be on Jesse Brown soon. But anyway, it is a very accessible option. So let's break that down. So we got our suburban pond anglers and our big-time boat anglers on the lakes, all right? So one thing we got to remember, we'll kind of go into bass specifically, is patterns, okay? So, like I said, it's summertime, and we're all ready to go fishing, but summertime also means it gets crazy hot. So, if you're fishing a smaller pond, you're going to see some bass patterns that you should look out for, all right? So, in the morning, when you get out in the morning, You're going to fish the flats, all right? So the flats are cool, nice and cool in the morning. You might even see some mist coming off of them. And you're going to want to fish the flats where the bass are hunting, all right? The shallow flats. Once the afternoon rolls around, it starts to heat up, the bass move into deeper water, all right? So you're going to need to be able to cast out far to them or just know where the deep spots are, and you're going to want to sink your fly or your bait. We're kind of talking, this is for all fishermen, this segment we're doing. And you're going to want to sink it down and get down because they're trying to hang out in that nice, cool water. Once evening rolls back around, boom, fish come back into the flats. All right, and that's a great time to fish with poppers, too.
So I think you just answered a big-time question for me because my son and I have a little tandem kayak. We went out on an area pond / lake. It's probably about a 3-acre pond. Because of the scheduling that we were allowed, the time that we had, we ended up out there midday. It was a Sunday, a couple of weeks ago. It was hot, but Dave, nothing. Nothing was going on.
I'm not super surprised about that. You gotta fish deep, and you gotta kind of fish slow, because also the fish have fed all morning, too, is what you got to remember. Not only is it hot, but the fish have been feeding all morning. So in the summer, it's definitely a pattern you're going to see is that bite is really going to slow down in the afternoon. Once you get back around to 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock, you'll start to see it pick up again, because fish are crepuscular. You know what that means, Bill?
That means they are highly intelligent and, no, I don't know what it means.
Okay, so most of your warm water species are going to be crepuscular, which means they're active in the early morning and right before dark, okay? A lot of animals like that, like deer. Deer are crepuscular animals, right? So they're going to be, so active at dawn, active at dusk is when you're going to see that, most of that activity.
So that's why drive time on the Carolina Outdoors, as we broadcast up and down the Eastern Seaboard on WBT Radio, it's drive time because our bass fishermen are getting up early to hit that water before the skiers, before the jet skiers and motorboaters, but most especially before that sun gets up and makes the fish go down.
Yeah, yep, that's what's happening. Yeah, so with the boat anglers who are fishing the big lakes, Wiley, Norman, Mountain Island, that's a whole nother ball game, right? It's going to be a lot of deep spots. You're going to need to constantly change up your tactics as the day goes on. You might be scouting with a spinner bait. Let's say you're fly fishing, you're scouting with like a clouser minnow, something fast, trying to pinpoint where those fish are. Then you're going to slow it down. You're going to start fishing with a shaky head if you're conventional fishing or something of that ilk. Or if you're fly fishing, you're going to put that sink tip line on, and you're going to be fishing with like a chenille worm or a jawbreaker or just really something you can slow it down with. Now with the boat anglers too, they have a whole nother job, and that's using their depth finder to pinpoint where the cover is. On a pond, you can kind of look for that. You can walk your way around the pond and you can scout it and you can figure out where those good holding places are. On a lake, you're in a desert. You're in a desert and you got to try to find the fish in this desert. You got a fast boat, you got a depth finder, and the job becomes a completely different thing than going to your local bass pond. And, you know, if you have that time and it's, you know, lake's refreshing, you can jump in for a dip. You probably can't do that in the ponds. You know, you're going to take that time, you're going to find out where those fish are. Because when you find them in the lake, you know, you're finding them. They're going to be there, and they're going to get bigger than pond fish, and it's worth it. It's just a different kind of fishing, but it's the two main kinds of warm water fishing that we're doing within the urban area.
Hey, we're talking to the Berg Mangler. Dave Bergman from Jesse Brown's is on the Carolina Outdoors program. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, and we're talking fishing because that is the topic we should be talking about during the summertime in the Carolinas. But before we keep going with that bass, we started this segment by talking about, we talked about saltwater fish and freshwater fish. Then we broke it down into freshwater has warm water, cold water, and you mentioned cool water. Can we briefly talk about that? Because this is not their heyday when the temperatures get up. Those cold water fish, namely trout and others, don't like it as much.
Yeah, so this actually will kind of bring us into, we started talking about the warm water species, our bass being the main one, our main predator that we're kind of hunting around here. So that'll bring us into smallmouth bass, technically a cool water fish, right? We're going to find them in the lakes, but we're going to find them a lot of smallmouth in rivers, right? And a lot of our big rivers. They like cooler water. They can handle cooler water, or I should say, they don't like warm water as much as the largemouth, right? So smallmouth bass like cooler water, and they are more oxygen dependent than a largemouth bass. A largemouth bass can stay in a lot hotter water. I mean, you'll see largemouth bass in 90 degree water and they're doing just fine because they are less oxygen dependent as a smallmouth bass. So you'll find smallmouth here in this area in the lakes because they can get down into that deep, cool, oxygen-rich water, but you're not going to find smallmouth in the ponds. You will find them in the rivers. So that would be what I consider a cool water fish.
Well, just for example, the Uroy River, the New River, the French Broad over in Asheville, or the Broad, even here in our area, coming out of Shelby into Gaffney, Blacksburg area, holds on to some awesome.
Yeah, there's lots of smallmouth bass water. And as far as lakes go, so you got plenty of rivers to fish for smallmouth. It's good for our fly anglers too. You get some wading options. As far as lakes go, Lake James is the best smallmouth lake. All right, I mean, there could be fishermen out there who are gonna fight me on that one, but it's very known for its smallmouth bass fishing. It's pretty much in the mountains or right on the edge of it. Bunch of cool mountain water coming into it. It's a great place for smallmouth bass. Another cool water fish is one I talked about. Muskie would be considered a cool water fish, right? So what about our people who are vacationing to the mountains, who are getting up into the mountains, and they want to, you know, they don't have the time to get out in the fall or the spring because they want to go catch some mountain trout. That's what the mountains are famous for, those mountain trout. But what a lot of people don't know is trout don't like the summertime. Some of those lower elevation trout rivers, once they get up to about 62 degrees and you're pulling trout out of that water, those fish are compromised. It's dangerous for them to be out of the water too long because trout are cold water fish and they are incredibly oxygen dependent. Warm water holds less oxygen. So to our trout anglers that are going up to the mountains, maybe you got a mountain house you have in the summer and you want to catch some mountain trout, that's fine, but get up to the higher elevations where the water is colder and cooler, and that's where you want to go fishing for trout. Summertime is my favorite time to go blue lining, as I mentioned in another episode, because I can get up high into that cold water in the summer and catch some wild trout. Be careful if you're not intending to eat trout and you're fishing in the stocked waters, make sure you keep an eye on that temperature, because if you're pulling trout out of a river that's 65 degrees, 60 degrees, 62, whatever, anything above 60, you gotta be careful with those fish. You gotta try not to take them out of the water. You gotta try to keep them in the water because, like I said, they're very oxygen dependent.
Of course, those are for people who are practicing catch and release. A lot of people are compromising those trout anyway, because they're going to the frying pan for a little bit of
and
dinner time.
The stock trout are kind of there for, and if you're if it's a place you're allowed to keep fish, then by all means, summertime is probably the best time to do that, because you might be putting them on death's door anyway after you catch them. So if you're in one of those stocked rivers that's lower in elevation, that's getting hot in the middle of the summer, it's stocked river, those fish get bred and stocked, and maybe a good time to eat some of those trout. But if you're fishing for the wild gems, we really want to keep an eye on that water temperature if we're doing that catch and release. We really want to try to minimize our time of trout being out of the water.
Just as a quick note, I did have an opportunity a couple of weeks ago, more successful trip, I guess it was 1 week ago actually. I went up to Watauga County, the Laurel Fork and the Elk Creek, and had success because of our rainfall this spring, and a relatively mild spring as well. We haven't hit the super hot weather as quickly as we sometimes do in prior years. Other years, the stream levels and the stream temperatures have stayed down to this point. So as we know, summertime in the Carolinas, it does warm up. But I had some good success. But we're talking fishing here on the Carolina Outdoors. We've got Dave Bergman right here. I love calling you the Berg Mangler.
That's
your
me.
YouTube
yeah,
channel.
Yeah.
That's your Instagram.
I'll take it.
He'll take it. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors, where we come in each week to break down four segments for your listening outdoor pleasure. And Dave, as you were talking about lakes, you used the term desert, and you also talked about other anglers out there who may hear things we say and go, that's not right, or I disagree.
Yeah, I know where the fish are here, yeah.
But you used the term desert, and that's going to take me to this great saltwater desert, if you will, the Atlantic Ocean, which we have in both Carolinas. The summertime, of course, attracts a lot of people to our Carolina coast, but it also attracts a lot of our anglers to the Carolina coast who want to get out there. Tell us about this species,
the
saltwater.
Yep, we're going to the beach.
Yes.
We're going to the beach. It's summertime, and there are plenty, and I think the most array of anglers, the most biodiversity of anglers are going to be on salt water at the beach, your vacationers. You got your pier fishermen, right? On vacation, they're going to the pier. They're dropping lines off the pier with their short crank rods. You got your fly fishermen out in the marsh hunting those redfish, hunting those sea trout. You got your surf fishermen getting clams and shrimp and casting off the beach, drinking some White Claws and some Busch Lights. Right, we have a lots of different kinds of fishermen fishing salt water, and also a lot of different kinds of fish. So one thing when I remember about our saltwater angling this summer when we're down at the beach is very tide dependent, right? So a great time to fish if we're, let's say, or we'll start with surf fishing, right? We're fishing off the beach. We're going to the beach. We want to try fishing off the beach. Be an incoming tide, great time to fish, all right? Well, on the incoming tide, good time to throw a line out there. You can fish through high tide if you want. Low tide, not as great. Same thing if we're going to be fishing the marsh, fishing the estuaries, fishing the flats. Incoming tide, those redfish and those sea trout start to move in to the flats and get those crabs. And I'm just talking about redfish and sea trout, but you know, we also want to talk about black drum, stingray, sharks, all that stuff you can catch off the beach, off the pier. Grunt if you're down far enough south, perhaps.
Well, now you grew up in Toms River, New Jersey, a fabulous fishing beach there. What was your go-to when you were back home in New Jersey as a teen, as a child?
Yeah, so in the summer, a lot of the striped bass have already moved out up to, striped bass is what we were going for in New Jersey, but a lot of them in the summer move up to Massachusetts, but you get bluefish, and that's one you might see here in North Carolina. Hard fighter. This fish is, I mean, it's got sharp teeth, it's a hard fighter, it's everything you're looking for in a game fish. If you get into a school of bluefish, you may not see them as much down here as we got them up in New Jersey. That is a good time. That is going to be in your bays and in the ocean. And if you fly fish for them, whew, get out on a kayak in the ocean. If you find a school of bluefish, look for those seagulls flying around, and you'll know where the bluefish are. That's a fun one.
And, of course, our friends out at Hatteras in the fall get to pursue them as they are an aggressive saltwater fish. But, Dave Bergman, thank you for taking us for a tour of the Carolina fisheries, from the freshwater, cold water, cool water, warm water in the fresh, to the saltwater fish that you walked us through. Of course, we had our North Carolina Atlas and Gazetteer book here at Jesse Brown's that we were able to flip through as we talked about all of the opportunities that we have for fishing in the Carolinas. Thanks for being here. Thank you for listening. We're going to be back on the other side of this break with more of the Carolina Outdoors.